forward a successful amendment that would provide for training of our troops on IED, IEDs before they go into the war zone in Iraq. When I was in Iraq a few weeks ago, one of the things that I heard from some soldiers that it was important for them to receive this training before they actually got on the ground in Iraq itself. I think that when you combine the drought conditions with the 1.5 million acres of forest lands that have been contaminated by the bark beetle, that we're looking at a very major potential for fire disasters throughout our state. I'm hopeful that the money that we proposed will help us get ready for those disasters that we expect coming up this summer. I expect to press him on a number of issues that are important to us, including the issue of the national parks and the policies relating to the management of our national parks, including the proposed changes which Secretary of Interior Gail Norton had proposed concerning the National Park Service management policies. I have expressed to the Department of Interior that I think it makes no sense for them to move forward and abandon the rule that has been in place for over 100 years concerning our national park system. The bipartisan group of senators that worked on the Ag Disaster Emergency funding is a good group of people. And, you know, many of us are from the West, from ranching and farming states. You know, we're going to continue to fight for it because we are facing the same kind of disaster emergencies in places in Colorado as they are in places around the Gulf Coast. I do not expect that the president will veto a bill because at the end of the day, you know, 98% of the money that's in this legislation is actually going to support our troops in Iraq and Afghanistan and also to conduct the reconstruction that needs to take place along the Gulf Coast states. And so the needs are real, and I expect that the president ultimately will sign the legislation. I would expect that many places along the Eastern Plains of Colorado will be eligible because many of them are in a very severe drought. I know as I drove around a couple of weeks ago in areas in southeast Colorado and then into the valley that the water supplies are probably about 50% of what they were a year ago. So we're looking at some very tough times ahead for this summer. I don't think that those demonstrations by themselves will change what's happening on the Hill. I think that those demonstrations are simply another manifestation of the concern that people have with the immigration situation in the country and the need for us to fix the immigration laws of the United States.